USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had 4 tax increases in it, and it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin next week as he wraps up his first overseas trip. Biden is expected to bring up a recent wave of cyber attacks in the U.S. that have been traced back to criminals operating in Russia. Some critics have called the face-to-face meeting premature, but Senator Chris Coons disagrees. The Connecticut Democrat tells MSNBC that there is no better time to push back against the Russians.
There is no better time for him to meet one-on-one with Vladimir Putin and confront him about his destabilizing actions, his aggression against the entire West, than just following on the heels of what I believe will be successive constructive meetings with the UK, with the EU, with NATO leadership. I think there's no better time for President Biden to make it clear in person to President Putin exactly what he intends to do to push back on Russian aggression.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More evidence is emerging in the search for the origins of COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Quay, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig would give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Denver Nuggets center Nikola Jokic was named the NBA's most valuable player Tuesday, becoming the sixth international player to win the award. He finished the regular season averaging 26 points and 11 rebounds a game, shooting nearly 39% from three-point range. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.